Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Shalom Pesach. Peace of Passover to you, my brothers and sisters. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for the Passover day. I am not at home. I am down in Kentucky. This is for the 3rd of April. Passover began last night at sundown, and this is the first full day of Passover. At sundown tonight begins the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and I am happy to say this is my 210th word-for-word show. Show number 210. We are going to be getting into the last couple of chapters of the book of Hosea, beginning at chapter 10, and I am pleased to be able to bring this to you. This is a high holy day. I have pre-recorded this show for today because I will not be doing anything during Passover except observing it and enjoying the fellowship of my fellow Israelites down here at the site in Kentucky. This book is Yahweh speaking, likening Israel to a luxuriant vine, and lots of metaphors and figures of speech in here. I will give you all the references that I can and explain as much of what is being said as I can. This is a tough book for translation. It has so many figurative words and a lot of references, so we will get right to it. But I'd like to remind everybody that Eurofolk Radio is presenting a Hebrew feast day calendar according to Enoch's solar calendar, and it was put together by Brother Hebert of North Carolina. And it helps to support EFR, and you get a beautiful calendar that shows all our high holy days that we are to keep. So if you would like one, click on the donate button at the top of the EFR page and send us a donation of $20 or more, and you will get your calendar. Please put the word calendar in the message and give us your mailing address. This is the first of the feasts of 2017, and it will run till sundown on the 10th of this month. That is a high holy day. So I hope you are enjoying Passover at your home or wherever you are listening to my voice. Praise Yahweh and thank Him for this holy time. This is the book of Hosea, chapter 10, starting at verse 1. I need to get a drink of coffee, and I'll be right back at it. Ah, yes. Verse 1 of chapter 10. Israel is a luxuriant 1238 vine 1612. And luxuriant here is bakak. And it's used this way only here in this verse. It's not used this way anyplace else. He produces fruit, speaking of Israel, of the vine, like himself. As the abundance of his fruit, he has increased his altars. So the more people Israel's got, he's making more pagan altars. That's what he's talking about here. And this is not a good thing. And Yahweh is not pleased. So, as his land prospers, 2896, they have made beautiful, 3190, pillars, 4676. Now these are other, either sun pillars or Asherah poles, carved idols to Asherah. But they're all concerned with pagan worship. They don't praise Yahweh in their prosperity. They're going after these false idols. Verse 2. Their heart is slippery. 2505. And that's figurative of deception or faithlessness. Now they shall be held guilty, 8:16. He, speaking of Yahweh, shall break down their altars. He shall violently destroy their pillars. For now they say, this is verse 3, we have no king because we do not fear Yahweh. What then can a king do to us? Verse 4. They speak words, swearing falsely in the making of a covenant. Thus judgment sprouts, 6524, like poisonous herbs, 7219, in the furrows, 8525, of the field. And this is a way of saying justice is perverted into evil, sprouting like poisonous herbs. It's not real justice, it's false justice, because it's a false covenant, because they lie. Now remember, Shomeron is the capital of the 10 northern tribes. That's Samaria. Verse 5. The inhabitants of Shomeron lament, 1481. This means, or fear, but lament ties to 56 as mourn. So lament is more likely here. The inhabitants of Shomeron lament because of the heifer, 5697, of Beth Awen, the house of Awen. That's one of the golden calves. It's a pagan idol. Because the people shall mourn over it. That's 56. And the priest of it that rejoiced over it, over the glory of it, because it has been removed from it. 1540, removed. Yahweh's going to destroy it. because it was made out of gold, verse 6. It shall also be carried, 2986, into Asher as a present, 4503, to King Yarub. When they went into the Assyrian captivity, they looted everything. They took their golden calves. Ephraim shall take to himself, 3947, shame, 1317, and Israel shall be ashamed, 954, of his own counsel, 6098. They didn't listen to Yahweh, they advised themselves. Verse 7, the king of Shomeron is cut off, 1820, like the foam, 7110, upon the face of the water. When the waves foam, when they curl and crash, then they instantly disappear. Well, that's what he's going to do. Here's verse 8. And verse 8, you can reference Luke 23:30 and Revelation 6:16. The high places of Awen, 206, those are sites of pagan worship. That's Beth Awen. The sin of Israel shall be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle shall grow up upon their altars, that they will be abandoned. And they shall say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us. Verse 9. And you can reference Judges 19, verses 1 through 30 for verse 9. O Israel, you have sinned from the days of Geba, that's Gibeah. There they stood, the battle in Geba against the children of iniquity did not overtake them. Verse 10, I desire, 185, to chastise, 3256, them. The people gather against them, harnessing them to their two iniquities. 5772, they had two golden calves. They're their two iniquities. Let me get a hit of coffee here. Oh, I needed that. Verse 11. And Ephraim is like a trained heifer. Okay, they used to use cattle as draft animals. Same as an ox or an ass or a draft horse. They used to use cattle. They worked them. Loving to tread out, 1758, corn. Okay, a trained heifer. Well, they see they didn't muzzle. And they could, if they're treading out corn in a grain press, they could just dip down and just grab up a big mouthful of corn and eat it. And they liked that. They'd walk around in a circle, yoked to the bar, and eat corn. No problem. Hey, I'll do this all day, master. But I settled upon her beautiful neck. I will make Ephraim to draw. That's to pull a plow. Yehuda shall plow, 2790. That's to control the plow. Pardon me. And Jacob shall harrow, 7702. That's a farm implement to break up dirt clods when you raw plow like that. It's great big pieces, and you have to harrow it before you plant, because it would be big, great big hunks of mud. Here's something they should do. Verse 12, you can reference. Boy, I can't talk this morning. Reference Jeremiah 4, verse 3. sow righteousness for yourselves. Reap according to kindnesses, till your untilled ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh until he comes to rain, 3384, righteousness upon you. Verse 13. But you have plowed wickedness, 7562. That's just planted a crop of wickedness. And you have reaped iniquity, 5766. You have eaten the fruits, 6529, of lying, 3585, because you trusted in your own ways and the multitudes of your mighty men. They didn't trust in Yahweh for protection. They trusted in their mighty men. That's exactly what we're doing today, trusting in mighty men. And if Yahweh wants to whip up on us, he will. And there's nothing we can do to prevent it. 14. Therefore, the din of battle, 7588, shall arise among your people. And all your fortresses, 4013, shall be devastated as Shalmon, 8020, ruined Beth Arbel, 1009, in the day of battle. Mothers were dashed in pieces, 7376, with their children. Now, Shalmon, 8020, is a short form of 8022, Shalmanetzer. And you can reference 2 Kings 17, verse 3, and 18, verse 9. Verse 15. So shall Bethel do to you because of your great evil. At dawn, 7837, the king of Israel shall be utterly cut off. This is another complicated chapter. Very, very tough. Whew. That ends chapter 10. The whole tone of Hosea is wrath from Yahweh over the pagan practices. So altars and pillars are in context here. Israel thought they could get along fine without Yahweh as its king. They were shown that they couldn't. And they had the golden calf idol at Beth Awen. And that was one of two of the golden calves, and Yahweh really was upset about that. And Assyria is going to bring the din of battle to them as in the days of Shalmaneser of Assyria. And the king is going to fall in verse 15. Now, here is chapter 11, and this is Yahweh still loving Israel. He's regretful he has to punish them, but that's how it is. This is a short chapter. Verse 1, you can reference Exodus 4, verse 22, and Matthew 2, verse 15. Verse 1, when Israel was a lad, I loved him and called my son out of Mitzrayim. That's where they came out of. That's Egypt. Verse 2, they were called, so they went from before me. They sacrificed to Baalim and burned incense to carved idols. They left Yahweh worship. As soon as they got free, they started doing bad things. Verse 3, I taught Ephraim to walk. 8637. That's Tirgaleti. And taking him by his arms. That's in the sense of helping a child along. Teaching them how to walk. You hold them up so they don't fall. But they did not know that I healed them. 7495. That's restored favor or forgave. Verse 4. I drew them with the cords of Adam. That's to draw or lead with love. With cords of love. 160. I was to them as one that lifts up the yoke from upon their jaws. 3895. And it's figurative here of Israel as oxen. And I offered food to them. Verse 5. Pardon me. He shall not return to the land of Mitzrayim, but Asher shall be his king, because they refused to return to me. So the Assyrians were going to rule them. Verse 6, and the sword shall fall on his cities, and shall destroy his bars, the bars of the gates of the fortress, and devour them because of their schemes. 4156. Verse 7, and my people are hung up, 8511, in apostasy, 4858, from me. Though they are called to go upwards, none at all would rise up to return to Yahweh, to return to the high worship. No, they're going to stay with their stupid idols. Here's verse 8. You can reference Genesis 10, verse 19, and 14, verses 2 and 8, and the book of Deuteronomy 29, verse 23. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I make you like Admah? 126. Render you as Zebiim, 6636. My heart is turned within me. He's changed his heart has changed within him. He's sorry he had to punish him, and now he wants to show him love because he's a loving God. My heart is turned within me. My compassion, 5150, grows warm and tender. That's one word. 3648, all together. 3162. Verse 9. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, because I am El. 410. That's a singular form of Elohim. And not man. 376. That's Ish. That's gender specific, not racial. The Holy One, 6918, in your midst, and I will not enter the city in anger, actually. Verse 10, they shall walk after Yahweh, in other words, follow after Yahweh. He shall roar, 7580, like a lion. When he roars, then his children shall come trembling from the west. And then that's 3220, that's the direction of the Mediterranean Sea. Verse 11, they shall come trembling like a bird from Mitzrayim, and like a dove from the land of Asher, and I will cause them to dwell in their homes, says Yahweh. Okay, now there is a 12th verse in the English. in chapter 11. It is improper. It should be verse 1 of chapter 12. So I have kept the Hebrew order, and this verse is verse 1 in chapter 12, and we're going to be one verse different throughout this chapter than it is in the English King James Version. There's a verse added to the beginning of chapter 12 because that's how it is in the Hebrew. They messed around with the chapter verses. Ephraim surrounds me with lying, 3585, and the house of Israel with treachery, 4820. But Yehuda still, 5750, roams, 7300, with El, that's God, and is faithful with the Holy One. They had not gone into total apostasy like the 10 northern tribes. Not yet. They were working on it. Verse 2, this would be verse 1 in your English. Ephraim tends the wind and follows after the east wind. That's a harsh east wind from the desert. Every day he makes great lies and violence, and they make a covenant with Asher, and oil is borne along into Mitzrayim. That's olive oil. They follow after the east wind, and they tend the wind as a shepherd. And the wind means worthlessness. Like the churches of today, worthlessness. Verse 3, which is verse 2 in the English. Yahweh disputed with Israel and will visit punishment upon Jacob for his ways. For his deeds, he will recompense him. That's 4611, deeds. Verse 4, which is verse 3 in the Hebrew. You can reference Genesis 25, 26. And verses 4 and 5 in the English, you can reference Genesis 32, 24 through 26. But this is verse 3 in the Hebrew. He took his brother by the heel in the womb. That's why he was called Yaakov, heel catcher. And by his manly vigor, 202, he persevered or overcame with an Elohim. That's a divine being, a messenger. He wrestled because that is why they changed the name from Yaakov to Israel. You were overcome or persevere with an El, that divine being. You will overcome as an El. And that's why we are going to administer the law under Yeshua, our King, when he returns. We will be the administrators of the Torah for the world. And then we will not have to worry about smiting the unrighteous. We're not allowed to smite them now, but we will be soon and destroy them. Verse 4 in the Hebrew, which is 5 in the English. Yea, he persevered concerning the messenger and prevailed. He wept and sought favor from him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spoke with us. That's Elohim, plural, the divine beings. And you can reference Genesis 28, verses 10 through 22, and chapter 32, verse 30 on that. Verse 5 in the Hebrew, which is 6 in the English. Have I got that right? Am I reading them backwards here? No, that's verse 6 in the Hebrew and verse 5 in the English. There we go. Get yourself straight here, Steve. Even Yahweh Elohim of hosts, Yahweh is his memorial. 21:43, that's where he set up that pillar to Yahweh. Verse 6 in the English, verse 7 in the Hebrew. Therefore, turn you to your Elohim, that's your divine being, keep mercy and justice, and wait for, 6960, your Elohim continually, 8548. That's what we need to do today. We need to wait on Yahweh. Don't presume to do rash actions without Yahweh's permission. Next verse. Ephraim is as a Kanani. 367. That's a Canaanite merchant. The balances, that's how you weigh out things, measuring scales, 3976, of deceit, 4820, that's fraudulent, are in his hand. He loves to practice extortion, 6231. Well, that's what the Jewish merchants do. They cheat and lie and bamboozle you. They're frauds. They were that way back then, and they're that way now. Verse 9 in the Hebrew. And Ephraim said, yet I have become rich, 6238. I have found wealth, 202. In all my acquired property, 3018, they shall find no iniquity, which is sin, 2399. They're bragging, oh, I'm so honest. And they're not. Verse 10 in the Hebrew. And you can reference Leviticus 23, verses 42 and 43. And I, Yahweh, your Elohim, from the land of Mitzrayim, that means during the time of Exodus, not that he was from the land of Mitzrayim. From the time of the land of Mitzrayim, will yet make you to dwell in tents, 168, as in the days of the appointed feast. That's the Feast of Tabernacles, the fall feast. Verse 11 in the Hebrew, 10 in the English. I have spoken by the prophets, and I have sent many visions, 2377, and parables, 18:19, by the hand of the prophets. Verse 12, that's 11 in English. There is idolatry, 205, that's evil, sin, in Gilead. Surely they are worthless. Of course, worthless idols, 7723. They sacrifice bullocks, 7794, in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps of stones, 1530, upon the furrows, 8525, of the fields. 7704. When they plow, the kids walk behind where daddy plows, and they toss all the stones over into a big pile, getting them out of the field. And they eventually build up a big heap because they plow every year. And they find more little stones. So they are worthless. They're not good for anything. And he's describing their alders as these heaps of stones cast out of the field that block fruitful crops of righteousness. Verse 13. That's 12 in the English. And Jacob fled into the country of Aram, the Arameans. Today it's known as Syria, but it's racially different. And Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he guarded sheep. In verse 13, you can reference Genesis 29, verses 1 through 20. Verse 14. And you can reference Exodus 12, verses 50 and 51. And by a prophet, Yahweh brought Israel out of Mitzrayim. And by a prophet, he was guarded. They speaking of Moses. Verse 15. 14 in the English. Ephraim provoked to anger, 3707, that's one word, bitterly, 8563, that's Tamarur, and that's from 4751, Mar, bitter, okay? Therefore he shall leave, 5203, his blood, 1818, that is as guilt upon him, and his reproach, 2781, his Lord, that's 113, that's proper, shall bring back, 7725, upon him. That is a title applying to Yahweh. Now here we have chapter 13 of Hosea. And the verses are synonymous with the verses in the English on this one. There's no extra verse. Verse 1. When Ephraim spoke trembling, 7578, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he became guilty in Baal, 1168, he died. Verse 2. And now they add to their sin and make cast images of silver and idols. The act of the workmanship of the artisan in metal. They say, let Adam sacrifice, kiss the calves. These are the golden calves that they made, idols. Verse 3, therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, that's transitory, 6051, cloud, and as the early dew that goes away, as soon as the sun comes out, it evaporates, as the chaff that is storm-driven, 5590, from the threshing floor, that's the scrap from threshing grain, and the wind blows it away, as smoke out of the window. When you have a fire in your house and the smoke goes out the window. Boop, it's gone. Verse 4. Yet I am Yahweh, your Elohim, from the land of Mitzrayim, from the time of the land of Mitzrayim. And you know no Elohim but me, no Savior except me. Verse 5. You can 5 and 6, you can reference Deuteronomy 8, verses 11 through 17. I knew you in the wilderness, in the land of drought. 8514, and that's Talaubah. And that's the only use of that word in Scripture. Verse 6. According to their pasture, 48:30. So they were sated, 7:6-4:6. Sated with food. And in their minds, they were uplifted. They thought more of themselves than they should have. So therefore, they have forgotten me. Verse 7. I will be like a lion, 7:8-6, to them. Like a leopard, 5:2-6, I will lay in wait on their way. I will meet them like a bear bereaved of her whelps. That's a vicious bear. Bad. Lost her cubs. And will rend open the encasement of their heart. That's the chest around the body of the heart. And there I will devour them like a lion. The living creatures of the field shall tear them to pieces. Verse 9. O Israel, you are ruined, but I am your helper. 5:8-8. Verse 10. And you can reference 1 Samuel 8, verses 5 and 6. Where is your king? Where then is a savior in all of your cities? And your judges to whom you said, give me a king and officers. 8:2-6:9. You can reference 1 Samuel 8, 5 and 6. He warned them. Verse 11. Now this is speaking of Shaul, the first king. I gave you a king in my anger and took him away in my wrath. And you can reference part A, 1 Samuel 10, verses 17 through 24, and part B, 1 Samuel 15, verse 26. Verse 12, Ephraim's iniquity is bound up. That's retained. 6:8-7. His sin is treasured up. 6:8-5. That's stored away for future judgment. Verse 13. The pains of birth shall come upon him. He is an unwise son. That means not righteous. Because he does not present himself. 5:9-5, at the time of the child at the mouth of the womb. 4:8-6:6, he misses an opportunity. Verse 14, you can reference 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55. I will ransom them from the power, that's literally hand, of Sheol, that's the land of the dead and the inhabitants. I will redeem them from death. O death, where are your plagues? 1698. O Sheol, where is your destruction? Vengeance shall be hidden, 5:6-4:1, from my eyes. Okay, vengeance, 5:1-6:4. That is Nochem from Nacham, 5:1-6:2. In a sense, to ease oneself by taking vengeance upon an enemy. You can reference Isaiah 1, verse 24, and 57, verse 6, for that word. Verse 15, though he is fruitful among his brothers, an east wind shall come. That's figurative of Assyria. The wind of Yahweh shall come from the wilderness, and his spring, okay, 4:7-6, that's as a source of vigor. shall become ashamed. That's a spring of water. And its fountain, 4599, shall dry up, 2717. He shall plunder the treasury of all precious things. That's the king of Assyria gonna loot and burn and do all of that. And verse 15, you can reference Jeremiah 25, verse 34. Okay, there is 16 verses in the English of chapter 13. 16 is 14:1 in the Hebrew, and I have moved it to where it belongs and taken out the tampering by the English scribes. Chapter 14. Shomeron shall be held guilty, 8:16. That's Samaria, the capital of the government of the northern tribes, because she has been rebellious, 4784, against her Elohim. They shall fall by the sword. Their children shall be dashed in pieces, 7376, and their pregnant women, 2030, shall be ripped open, 1234. That's the method of conquering pagan tribes. Verse 2, that's verse 1 in the English. O Israel, return to your Elohim, because you have stumbled by your iniquity. You've been overthrown. 3782. Verse 3. Take words with you and return to Yahweh. Say to him, take away all our iniquity and receive what is good. We will pay with our lips as with bullocks. In other words, they will give praise as a sacrifice. All right. Verse 4, which is 3 in the English. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say to the work of our hands, these are the idols, our Elohim. They will not call them gods anymore. Because in you, speaking of Yahweh, the fatherless children are shown compassion. Those are the orphans. Verse 5, I will heal their apostasy, 4878. I will love them freely, 5071, because my anger has turned away from them. Verse 6, which is 5 in the English. I will be as the dew, 2919, to Israel. He shall sprout like a lily, 7799, and strike roots as trees of Lebanon. Trees is implied, because Lebanon was famed for her trees, and it would be strike roots as Lebanon, but trees is implied here. Verse 7, which is 6 in English. His branches shall spread, and his majesty shall be as the olive tree, 2132. And his aroma, 7381, as of Lebanon. And cedar forest of Lebanon is implied. The mighty cedars, and you use cedar for good aroma and make closets and boxes for clothing, keeps bugs out. Verse 8, which is 7 in English. Those that dwell in his shade shall return. They shall bring life as new grain, 1715, and grow, 6524, as the vine, the renown of it, 2143, like the wine of Lebanon, 3196. Verse 9, which is 8 in English. Ephraim shall say, what do I have to do anymore with idols? They will put them aside. I have answered and regarded him. I am like a luxuriant fir tree. From me, is your fruit bound. This is Ephraim saying that. He has answered and regarded Yahweh. They're going to return to Yahweh worship. And he will bless them. Verse 10, which is 9 in English. He who is wise, 24:50, shall understand these things. The prudent shall know them, because the ways of Yahweh are upright, 3:4, 7:7. And the just shall walk in them, but transgressors, 6:5, 8:6, shall stumble, 3:7, 8:2. And that ends the book of Hosea. Been a tough translation because of the odd words they use. They only use words once in Scripture, and they're used here, and it's difficult to find those meanings. That's pretty tough. Well, on this day, now I am pre-recording this because I'm not going to be doing anything during Passover or Unleavened Bread. I'm going to be gone. That's one of my two yearly big feasts that I attend. And I just am having a ball with Eli and the whole crew. We are enjoying the fellowship. I certainly hope you are enjoying Passover at your home. It is a great day when miracle was worked by Yahweh, and he passed over us in Egypt and then brought us out. And it's time for us to return to his pure worship. This is a commanded feast and a commanded observance. It is not optional. So we obey. We're pretty hardcore here, as far as obedience to the commands. We have a very good Christian identity community. Small, because we're part of a remnant, but faithful. We believe and we act on that belief. That's the whole secret. Don't just say it, do it. I want everybody to enjoy that. I'll be presenting all these shows through the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I am pre-recording them ahead of schedule so they can be put on the server and played. And you can enjoy them sitting in your home observing the holy days. It's not a commandment that you go assemble, because there's no temple. Temple is within you. But you observe it with your family at home. And have no leavened bread or any leavening, any food with leaven. If you got a bread maker, you got to wash it out. And you have to throw the yeast in the garbage, get rid of it. You should have done that. But you're to have no leaven among you during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So I already did that, vacuumed everything out, swept everything out. I have one big plastic container I use as a bread box, so it makes it easy. And I can just wash it out, and then that'll be the end of that. I don't have a bread maker anymore. I was thinking about getting one, but I don't eat all that much bread. I'm trying to lose weight, so I've used up all the bread. It's all gone. Everything's swept up, and I don't use yeast when I make muffins. The flour that I have does not contain yeast. I can make matzo out of it. Well, I just buy matzo because it's too much trouble to make it for me. Other people make great big pans of matzo, unleavened bread that's flat bread, doesn't rise. And we fellowship and we read scripture. and just sit around and just enjoy each other's company when we get a great bunch together. It is a blessed, blessed time. It really is. And I always enjoy Passover in the spring and the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall. Even if it's cold, I bring cold weather clothing to Passover because where we go, we're far enough north that spring hasn't broken out fully. It may warm up later in the day, but the nights get a little cold, especially where we camp. It's down in a valley and the cold air settles. So we do a lot of eating and a lot of talking, just blessed enjoyment of fellowship with fellow Israelites. And that's what it's all about. That's the way it's going to be in the kingdom when it fully arrives and this beast system is smashed and we are free of the Edomites. And Yeshua is our Messiah and our King, and we are all obedient, and we will obey His commands and just worship Him and love Him, and the love will be returned, and things will be right. There is no man-made government on this planet that is righteous, but His reign will be pure righteousness, and we will know the difference and glory in it. And we are hoping for His return because things are getting really ugly outside with the violence and all the sinfulness of our Babylonian society today. It's time for it to end. We pray imprecatory prayers against the evil ones. And we are ruled by evil ones. They are in power, and they need to be taken out of power, and that's going to be done by divine means. Mankind is pretty pathetic when faced with the array of weapons. But what are those weapons against Yahweh? What can stand against the Creator of the universe? Nothing. So they're riding high on the proverbial hog right now. They're happy in their deception and their lies and their cruelty and their murder and their abominations that they bring to us. And all of that is going to end, and they will rue the day they were born. And I really can't hope enough for a speedy end to these creatures. Beast of the field devils. But anyway, I'm happy with my fellow Israelites at this point, speaking of the future date. I have enjoyed this past year bringing the word to my brothers and sisters, and I hope that Yahweh continues to bless me and keep me healthy so I can continue in His work, because I love Him above everything. And as I have said in the past, EFR is the best thing since sliced bread, as far as I am concerned, to have a completely dedicated Christian identity station like this to operate on and to speak the word and to preach. It gives great joy to my heart. Well, my hour is about up here. The clock is ticking. And may you have a blessed Passover, brothers and sisters. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master, leads against the foe.